So this is for you if you are part of a web team within a larger organization and you have a content management system and lots of content providers across your organization inputting and adding content to your websites. Let me guess, you like to moan about them a lot. You like to moan about the quality of content they produce and the bizarre things that they want to put on the website and their bad information architecture and their terrible copywriting and that kind of stuff. Unfortunately, this is the curse of a content management system. When you get a content management system, anybody can add content to the website, whether they're qualified to do so or not. So the question is, how do you improve the situation? How do you avoid being in a situation where you've got rubbish content being put on your website because anybody can do it? Well, I mean, one response to it is the response that most organisations seem to have adopted, which is the Nazi police attitude towards it. You need to go through this procedure before you can place anything online. You need to get the sign off from these people. You need to follow these guidelines and these edicts and do this and that and the other. And although this is a technique that works to some degree, I think what it inevitably does is demoralise your content providers. For most of them, they don't want to really be putting content on the web anyway. That's not their primary job. It's not what they're being paid to do. They're doing it as an extra, really, an add-on. And as a result, they really feel put upon when all of these guidelines are put in place. Also, the danger is that they go off on a tangent and they break the rules and they do what they want and they get all rebellious. But the biggest problem is that it creates a division between the web team and your content providers. And these are the people you need to be working with in a continual ongoing relationship. So, a better way of positioning yourself is not as the police, the web police, but rather as a resource that the content providers can draw upon. That you need to be there publishing newsletters of best practice. You need to be offering workshops and seminars on copywriting and on use of imagery and all of these other things. You need to be proactive in providing a service to your content providers that enables them to better run their websites. So try that as an approach. Instead of being the dictatorial leader, try and be a resource that facilitates them and helps them do their job better. This is something I'm going to be exploring more in the future. So if you are a content provider or you are part of a web team in a large organization, and just keep a note on BOAG World, because very soon there'll be more postings on it.